The JVS Show.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
William Hansen is an etiquette consultant. Good morning to you, William.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning. So are holidays in the UK generally a letdown?
Yes, they're awful normally. I mean, yes, there are lovely things to do in the UK, but as a holiday, would you really want to go and spend a week on the Norfolk Broads? Absolutely not. And I was, when I was a child and had no say in these things, I was taken on a holiday to the Norfolk Broads and wanted to gouge my eyes out within about 2 days.
Don't hold back, will you?
No.
What's the problem with it, then?
Well, I mean, okay, the weather is generally a bit rubbish. And if you want to go on a holiday, you want to normally experience something that you don't experience for most of your life. It's supposed to be a break. So we experience British weather all the time because we live here. Now, I think British weather is actually fine. But when I want a holiday, I do want to go and experience something a little warmer and a little nicer, a little better. And that's what a holiday should be, in my opinion. You should better what you normally have for most of your life. So you want to go away and you want to experience a bit of a luxury hotel or that sort of thing, and warm weather, and lie by a pool, whereas you can't lie by a pool when you go to the Lake District because your toes will fall off because they're so cold.
But sometimes the weather abroad is a letdown as well. I mean, I remember once I went to the Maldives, and it was a very expensive holiday. It was a, you know, real luxury holiday, and it rained for 10 days.
Well, yes, I mean, sometimes you can't, these things do happen, but generally, unless you're very unfortunate, like your instance in the Maldives, things are a lot better. Now, I used to holiday again as a child when I had no say in the matter in the Lake District quite a lot. Now, the Lake District's very lovely and very beautiful, but as a holiday, I seem to remember I was taken around the Keswick Pencil Museum, and, well, that was appalling. And that's supposedly going to be...
Were you not interested in pencils?
No. I mean, I like an HB, I like a 2B, but I don't need to see all of them for hours on end.
What is it for my listeners who are listening to you this morning, who love a holiday in the UK? I mean, what do you think of them?
Well, that's fine, but they're a little unimaginative, really. And probably, you know, I think they need to think outside the box or think outside the country. And actually, flights to lots of Europe and other destinations are very cheap now, so I think the economic argument isn't really going to fly, ha-ha. They just need to be a little bit more imaginative. The people that stay in Britain are the sort of people that wear socks and sandals.
Right. So, what do you say, a bit common?
Not common, but just lacking in taste.
But there will be people who had lovely holidays, very classy holidays in the UK, who don't wear socks and sandals, William.
I think that's unlikely.
Really? You feel that strongly about it?
Yeah, that's my parents. I've talked about my parents before, and I was raised by barbarians. They really don't know what they were doing, and I don't quite know how I turned out how I have. But they aren't classless by any sense of the imagination, and we did have some quite nice holidays generally, but the ones within the UK, I mean, were so drab and so dull, and I think the people that do holiday within the UK all the time are a bit drab and dull.
So where would you go then? I mean, if you had next week off and you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Well, I'm eyeing up Lake Como at the moment. I'd really like to go there. Actually, Italy, I mean, anywhere in Italy I'd be absolutely fine with. Venice is very nice, and I'd normally pick Venice, but apparently I'm told that there are lots of rats there, because it's obviously water, and rats like water.
It smells a bit as well.
It does a little bit, yes. You don't want to go there too often, unless you take your gas mask with you.
So a static caravan at Billing Aquadrome?
I can think of nothing worse. I'd rather chew glass.